Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 16, 1805. Camping in the cold. Winter weather on the Washington and Oregon coasts is severe, with storms, rain, and wind. Floats from Japanese fishing boats crash against the beaches after breaking away from the nets. Driftwood lodges in the rocks and coves. Most people would not choose to be out camping in all this weather, but Lewis and Clark didn't have much of a choice. Captain Clark writes about the discomfort.
I, also the party with me, experienced a most dreadful night rain and wet without any covering. Indeed, we sat up the greater part of the night. When we lay down, the water soon came under us and obliged us to rise. The five men who stayed out all night joined me this morning, wet and cold, having stayed out without fire or shelter, and the rain pouring down upon them all night. Their appearance was truly distressing. They had left all their loads near the place they spent the night. I dispatched 12 men for the Two Elk, which was rather below on the opposite side of the creek, with directions to meet me at the second bend in the creek below. Had all the meat which had been brought in yesterday put into two canoes and proceeded down to the second bend, where I met the 12 men with the Two Elk. Dispatched 6 men with one of those who stayed out last night for the meat left in the woods, and the remainder, an elk, at some distance, and proceeded on myself with 3 canoes to the fort. Wind violent from the southeast, trees falling, rain and hail. We with some risk proceeded on through the high waves in the river, a tempestuous, disagreeable day. I found 3 Indians at our camp. They brought fish to sell, which were poor and not fit for use. Had the meat house covered and the meat all hung up. Several men complain of having hurt themselves. Heavy loads of meat. Captain William Clark, December 16, 1805.
Monday, camp robbers.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.